know, we're looking at another year for the very extensive sign-up under the new dairy margin coverage program. And the latest numbers that I'd looked at, basically, from the margins that have been announced so far, we should expect probably about a 35 cent per hundredweight return after payment of premiums and sequestration of the payments for signing up for the DMC program this year, which, as you know, basically is retroactive to the beginning of the year for the first 5 million pounds of production history. USDA, we got a couple of improvements in the Budget Act last year on the margin, on the premiums. We got another improvement on the coverage levels in the Farm Bill last year, and then just before the sign-up was announced, as I think I mentioned to you before, USDA had made the decision to increase the price for the alfalfa hay used in the cost formula, which basically bumped the cost up a bit and put the margins down and therefore increased the payment. So with the new trade mitigation payment and the DMC payment that hopefully almost all farmers will sign up for, we should get a little bit of help. As you also know, there was some additional spending for export promotion in the package and for purchases of dairy products. So we'll have to see how that all costs out.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Peter Vitaliano. He is a chief economist for the National Milk Producers Federation. And, Peter, there's a kind of a rekindling of a debate over the role of non-fat solids in our milk supply and looking at those milk standards. Kind of bring us up to date. What's being looked at here?
Well, this issue goes back decades. As part of the strategy going back some time ago in California to basically increase the use of manufacturing milk there, California raised the minimum fluid non-fat milk solid standards in its all of its fluid milk products, with particular increases for the 2% and 1% low-fat milk, so that nationally those standards are basically been set so that almost any load of milk meets them, so that no fortification is needed. California increased their standards to the point where basically fortification would be needed to meet those standards. And there has been discussion off and on for, as I said, decades about extending those higher standards nationally. When I first heard about this rekindling of interest, I did a sort of quick analysis of what it would mean. And then subsequently, I found that Scott Brown at the University of Missouri had updated an earlier analysis. And both numbers showed about the same thing, basically somewhere at least 300 million pounds of additional non-fat solids would be used commercially in the United States through fortifying fluid milk products in the other 49, the other states besides California. And it would result in an increase in non-fat dry milk prices that would translate into some increase in milk prices. Scott showed about 70 cents per hundredweight the first year, but that would trail off as producers expanded production, and it showed some offset.
Yeah, we're out of time, Peter, but we'll keep an eye on this and see where this goes.
Yep.
Thanks a lot.
We'll see. Yep, take care. Bye-bye.
Peter Vitaliano with the National Milk Producers Federation. Have a great weekend, everyone.
Bye.